97.7 The Rock Station. Scott Tatey here. There's an exciting concert festival coming our way this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Pittsburgh Brewing Company, an event called the Pittsburgh Music Festival. Talk about a star-studded lineup. You got the Gathering Field, the Shiners, Sun King Warriors, Norman Nardini, joined on stage by David Granati, Billy Price, Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers, the Needs Hotel Band, the list goes on of this outstanding lineup of musical talents, all Pittsburgh-based, taking the stage right there in Pittsburgh Brewing Company in Creighton. And one of the organizers of that event is on the phone with us now, Ron Esser. Everyone knows him as Moondog. He's the guy that runs the Moondog's Blues Bar in Blawnox, the place to see the blues. For years, Ron and his musical partner, John Vento, have brought us the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. Well, they're branching out with this event. It's taking place this weekend. It's got blues, it's got rock, it's got more newer bands on the rise, bands that have been representing our region musically for decades. And we're going to talk to Moondog right now about this Pittsburgh Music Festival.
Oh, man, after this beautiful rainy weekend, I'm just glad to be alive, to be honest with you.
Well, it's going to be bright, sunny, and shining. Trip. We're going to have a great time. It's Pittsburgh Brewing Company. The concert coming up. What a lineup you have curated, July 11th and 12th. Talk about this event, the Pittsburgh Music Festival.
Well, here's the deal. We did the Blues Festival forever with all these bands from out of Pittsburgh. You know, we did the draft here. You know, we do Picklesburg. We do all these things. And I thought, you know what? When I thought about it, I thought, you know, we got bands from Pittsburgh that are every good as band as the bands that are touring the country. I mean, so I thought, why, if we're Pittsburgh and this is Pittsburgh Brewing and we're Pittsburgh people, why not do a festival with some of the best bands in Pittsburgh? Now, some of them will be there next year that already had commitments. So if you hear about a band that you wanted to see and they're not there, probably because they were already booked. So don't yell at me about Donnie Iris, okay? I tried.
Well, look at this lineup. Gathering Field, Norman Nardini with David Granati, Sun King Warriors, yep. The Shiners, who we play a lot here, Bill Thompson, Hard Rain. That's just opening day, Saturday. Sunday, you got Billy Price, Joe Grushecki, and the House Rockers, Kenny Blake, and more. Wow. Yeah, I like the variety. Was that on purpose? You wanted to get a mix of styles?
Oh, yeah. And you know, here's the thing. Bill Deasy wrote the theme song for Good Morning America. I hung backstage with Norman with Bon Jovi. Grushecki plays with Springsteen. Billy Price plays with every blues. You know, he's been around forever. He's very well respected. We have bands from Pittsburgh that are nationally famous. But, you know, like my buddy Jimmy Thackeray said, nobody hates you like your own hometown. These people are just as good as anybody else.
And we're talking about July 11th and 12th, Pittsburgh Music Festival, right there at the on the Iron City stages at Pittsburgh Brewing Company in Creighton. Talk about the venue. I'm a big fan of the shows I saw there last year. But
okay, but let me just tell you this, too. A lot of the younger people that we have, like Zach Keim, mm-hmm. he's touring the world, playing in Germany.
Spain.
But Pizza Collini is down there taking Nashville by storm. You know, there's going to be a lot of younger Pittsburgh artists. I'm going to tell you this now. You're going to see them on national television, and you're going to say, oh, I met them at Pittsburgh Brewing, and people are going to go, no, you didn't. And they're going to say, yeah, I did. Here's a picture of me with them. I'm telling you, we got a good young group of musicians, too, that are holding up the Pittsburgh tradition of great music. And that's what really makes me happy. And not to mention all of our people on the spectrum that will be playing, and you'll be like, wow, blown away.
Guitar Zach, part of the lineup. Megan Pollitt, great singer. She's really on the rise, too. That was a good get to get her.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, let's support our hometown beer, our hometown bands, and our hometown people. Now, the venue, Pittsburgh Brewing, if you haven't been there, it is absolutely amazing at what they've done here in Creighton, Pennsylvania, which is where I live, like 2 miles away. So, you know, if I wanted to, I could overindulge and just walk home. But, you know, it's beautiful. The inside, what they've done, what Cliff has done there is incredible. You have to see it to believe it. And it's in this beautiful, there's a beautiful field along the river where they have a big giant stage. And so if it rains, you can go inside the building, which, by the way, if you looked at the weather forecast, God has blessed us with a beautiful weekend, this coming weekend. So there's no excuses.
So it's Pittsburgh musicians. It's a Pittsburgh company, Pittsburgh Brewing. Also, for money is going to help to go towards a Pittsburgh charity. Talk about Autism Pittsburgh.
Well, but it's Band Together Pittsburgh that is actually putting on the event. Autism Pittsburgh is one of our benefactors. Band Together Pittsburgh, we have open mics monthly at Moondogs. We do drum circles all over Western Pennsylvania with, you know, 30, we pull up with 30 drums. And I got to tell you, you got to see it to believe it. What we're doing here, let me just say this. How about this? How would this make you feel when a kid with autism who is nonverbal finally sings happy birthday to his mother and you see his mother just burst out in tears? It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. When you see kids say, I never had any friends in high school, but now that I'm in a band, people want my autograph and want to take pictures with me, where people used to make fun of them for being on the spectrum. It's amazing, amazing what we're doing. And guess what? Nobody at Band Together Pittsburgh gets paid. We're volunteers.
And the Band Together Pittsburgh band is one of the Saturday entertainers, right? They're going on. So we get to see them.
And when you see them, you'll say, oh, Moondog, now I get it. You talk about, I saw this one kid, he couldn't even play. 6 months later, he's playing Riders on the Storm by the Doors. You know, all that. I'm like, where did that kid learn how to do it? You know what he told me? He used to try to read music. Now he just listens to it and plays it.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. And, you know, and everybody has a shtick. What we're doing is miraculous, and we're blessed. I'm telling you. I get excited. I'm sorry. It's just who I am.
Another of the we love that about you. Another of the bands that's involved, you got to talk about the Needs Hotel band with John Vento. I know he's helping you coordinate the lineup for this. And what does Needs Hotel band
John
mean?
John is my partner in Band Together Pittsburgh, and John is one of the most wonderful human beings you'll ever want to meet. The band is great. They're doing all original music.
Let's play a little Needs Hotel band, a song you're likely to hear Sunday, Take That Train.
Imagination, the one true sweet believer. I'm making love by the river in the hot summer air, under a bright moonlight. Ruby lips, soft blonde hair. She took me on a long, slow ride, but I told her to.
I mean, no offense to the tribute acts, okay, but I've had enough. I listened to Journey when they were Journey in the 80s. I want to see our Pittsburgh people, our music, okay, our music. It's who we are, you know, and it's time to celebrate being Pittsburgh. That's all I got to say. And the great musicians and the great human beings that we have here. And if I sound like an ad, that's what I am, because I really believe in this. And I've seen what it's done for my son, how he has friends now. And anybody who knows somebody on the spectrum should be there to support it. And let's face it, at this point in time, everybody has a family member or a friend or a neighbor that's on the spectrum.
So again,
we have artists on the spectrum that are going to be selling artwork.
Ooh.
We have an acoustic stage with all these great acoustic songwriters like Devin Rusha and Chet Vincent and on and on. I mean, it's going to be great. I'm telling you.
Got us excited for it. To get tickets, the website is pghmusicfestival.com. Tickets on sale
That's
now.
Right.
It's Pittsburgh Brewing Company and local music leaders benefiting Band Together Pittsburgh and Autism Pittsburgh. Moondog, wow, congratulations on this lineup. And anything else you think is important for people to know?
It's important for them to know if you're a Pittsburgher that loves people and loves music, you better be there.
Love that.
It's going to be great.
And we got to give
you give me a great big hug. How's that?
Is there going to be like a dunk booth or a kissing booth or something? Or line up to.
Well, they can just come up and hug me. And the food's going to be great, too. There's going to be food trucks. I mean, I'm telling you, this brewery is state of the art. When I went in there, I could not believe how beautiful it was.
Yeah.
And like my dad used to say, we're from Pittsburgh. We drink Iron City beer. There was never any beer but Iron City in my house, bro.
You going to have your pierogies that Guy Fieri liked?
No, I'm going to be too busy walking around hugging people and saying thank you.
We're looking forward.
It's going to be fantastic, off the charts.
Looking forward to it. Moondog, thank you so much for your time and talking about this, and we'll make sure we play some of those bands, get people excited.
Thank you, and let's go, Pittsburgh. Keep on keeping on.
We'll see you there. Pittsburgh Brewing Company. Tickets at pghmusicfestival.com.